Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. It's Bonnie from Minnesota.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing better. I'm raring to go now.
Well, that's good. Have you been ill?
Yes, and then we had the health expo this last weekend.
Oh, how'd that go?
In the Civic Center in Minneapolis. It went well. It was just packed the whole time, so it was really good.
Good. Wow.
We talked to lots of people.
That was Mary Bernard?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And
well,
Paulette.
How many days was the booth?
It was 2 days, Friday and Saturday.
Oh, good. And how many of you were running the booth?
Well, two or three at a time. Tried to keep it down if there were too many. Like sometimes there were four. Then we went walked around and talked to other exhibitors. We did that anyway, but
How did you divide up the names?
Well, let me see now. I think she had divided three for each 4-hour section.
Uh-huh.
I think we went, it was noon to four was mine, and then 4 to 9, I think it was.
Did you have a drawing or anything, or did you just have people sign up that were most interested?
Yeah, the people who wanted to do it signed up. I think most everybody did.
Oh, really?
I mean, well, at least the silvers, at least.
Well, I mean the people, the prospects.
Oh, the one we prospected for. Oh, we made appointments, or we got contact numbers for them or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I made 4 appointments.
Oh, good.
So I think that Paulette said she had 10 good leads. She was there longer. She was there like a whole maybe 5-6 hours at least.
Uh-huh.
So she did well. But she's really outgoing, so she does well at that, probably more than me.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of like hold back a little bit yet.
And what all these people are coming in here because they're interested in health.
Yes, it was a health expo, uh-huh. Health and Wellness Expo.
Did you see that they are most interested in one thing or another, or what?
No, it was a lot of different things. They were really fascinated with our technologies because, a lot of them hadn't heard of the discomfort leaving by using these things. And Mary had 3 sets of feet on the floor, and the first one was one from a generic one from the store that had maybe 4 magnets in the heel.
Oh.
And then the next 2 were ours, and then you tested their strength on them. And so that was fun to do, and they all enjoyed doing it, so everybody wanted to do it. So our booth was always full of people.
Uh-huh.
Or people were always out walking by and checking us out. So
uh-huh.
And then we had the water. They had myriads all set up. The water was there,
then you had the aquaport.
Yes.
You have the
optimizer
also.
I can't remember. Yeah, I think she had both. I can't remember that.
Okay.
If she had both. She had the aquaport anyway. And the pots and pans. And she had the nice big mission sign up above us. But the table was full of everything. Oh, the chinko seat was there, and the blanket and the pad and the pillow.
Well, you must have had a big booth.
Yeah, it was pretty good size, uh-huh.
Oh, good. Glad that went well.
Yeah, that was really fun to do.
That she was doing that.
Uh-huh.
So, how are you doing with your lifestyle?
Okay, well, I had fallen off and not doing as well when I got sick. I just had a bad cold. It put me in bed 2 days, so I never had a cold like that before. I usually never get sick with anything, you know. I'm just not, just don't. Well, anyway, so it kind of like, I got lazy, you know, and I wasn't doing it. I was on the calls occasionally when I could be, but anyways, otherwise I'm back on track now. I'm going to go to Paulette's tonight for a body balance program, and I go there every Monday night, so that will help me too.
Keep you on track.
Yeah, besides the calls here and in the earlier in morning. So.
Oh, yeah, morning and night on Mondays.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to get to visit with you.
Thank you.
Bonnie, I like having somebody here to visit with and maybe bring out some ideas for folks while everybody's getting on the line. Sounds like we've got a bunch on here now. And let me *4 so everybody can hear me better. always appreciate everybody star pouring and you're going to talk, and then the tape, everybody can hear the tape better. A few little beeps there. Now then, it's time for everybody else to speak up and tell us where you're, who you are, where you're calling from, and give your points if you have them. How did you do this weekend? Let's go ahead. Who's first?
This is Andrew from Horseshoe Bay, Texas, and I don't know anything about the point, but this is only my second time on the phone.
What was your name? I got everything else. From Horseshoe, Texas there. What was your name? First name?
I'm sorry, Judy Standridge.
Oh, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody had a really big noise on the call on right when you came on. Somebody else had a noise.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll be glad to answer any questions we can as soon as we get finished with finding out who's here, Judy.
Okay.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks.
Okay. Anybody from the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, Susan from Jacksonville. Hello, Ruth.
Well, hi. How are you doing, Susan?
Well, greetings to you, too.
Do you have any points?
I do. 8. Actually, that was first of the weekend.
Okay. Boy, somebody's having trouble trying to come in with that noise. But thank you, Susan. We're glad to have you on the call.
Thank you, Ruth.
And anybody else on the Eastern Standard Time? A little easier if everybody doesn't try to jump in at one time. I'm always intimidated myself trying to talk when everybody else is trying to talk at the same time. Okay, how about, what is the next one? In the middle. Eastern Standard, I guess.
This is Jean in Austin.
Good morning, Jean. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you, Ruth?
Fine. You guys just go ahead and tell me your points if you have them. If you don't tell me, I'm going to assume you don't have them.
Okay, I did for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I did 787.
Hey, good job keeping your points. Thanks. Okay, anybody else from Central? How about Mountains? How about Western? Pacific. Everybody mute yourselves.
Ruth?
Yes?
This is Linda Brown from Vancouver, Washington, and I had 9 and 8 points.
All right. Hey, that was good. From Vancouver, Washington. Okay, good to have you on the call, Linda. Anybody else anywhere at all? Can be any place. You can be in Alaska and Newfoundland. We have sometimes somebody from Newfoundland.
This is Mary from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you on the call. Thanks for speaking up. Anyone else?
Nancy's here from Bluff Street, Cleveland.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Okay. If you haven't spoken up, you're still welcome to comment anytime on the call. And I think we will also announce this is a lifestyle call. And the reason we're giving points is because we are trying to be accountable and helping ourselves to stay on track with the lifestyle 10-point program, 10 points to help you be the healthiest you possibly can be for the rest of your life. We're always excited also to hear about any results or questions that you have. Excited about the results and willing to answer the best we can about your questions about the program. And so since it's Monday of February, we'd love to hear if you have had any results. And also, let's go through the 10 points. If anyone like to tell about the points that are not the food, I'll do the food here really quick. The food point takes up 5 points of our 10 points, 3 for the meals that are balanced. And actually, since we have the body balance program, we have 2 ways to be balanced. You can be balanced with a when you're beginning, a lot of times people just begin with the body balance program as outlined in the little book with a few shakes and the one balanced meal. Or you can be balanced with just the lifestyle program, but I don't know that almost all of us are using the body balance with a lifestyle, where we have the shakes and we use the supplements that we find that are best for ourselves. And so you can be balanced that way and have your still have your three balanced meals, and with that program you would have two snacks. You can decide how you want to intermingle them, the best for you at the time, and still get those 5 points for your meals. So any questions about any of this, you guys just ask. That's exactly what we're here for.
I have a question. This is Judy, and I have a P2 call coming in about 30 minutes that I have to get off for. But I have a question about the points. So the points are each meal of the day that you have balanced either with the drink, or are we talking about the day? We're talking about the day?
Yeah, it's for the whole day.
The 5 points for the whole day.
For the food, right.
Okay.
And so if you have your body balance, according to the body balance program, you can have a point.
Okay.
I'm not sure how you're going to, I guess that if you're just following that, you'll get a point for having no snacks.
Okay.
But
no, I need the snacks. I'm worrying that I'm not having enough.
Yeah. We very much with lifestyle recommend that you do have the snacks, and that you do at least gradually get enough carbs and fat in there so that you are balanced with the lifestyle program.
Okay.
And that's in your first beginning. I mean, we don't want to handicap you.
Fine. I've just ordered my material, so I'm sure I'll learn all this when I get it.
Okay. Judy, have you gone to the Y.B. Hurton site and pulled off the block charts that are on there?
No. What is it?
Our website is www.
U.B. Hurton.
.Y, the letter Y.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter B, and
then
Hurton, H-U-R-T-N.
Okay.
.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay. No, I have not. And what do I look for?
The protein, there's a protein and a carbohydrate chart, and the fat chart is on, I think, with the protein chart.
Okay.
And you can print them off, and then you'll be able to have the very best of the protein, carbs, and fat.
Good.
The blocks, and so that you'll know that women are supposed to have 3 blocks for each meal,
uh-huh,
and 1 block for each snack for both men and women. And then men have 4 blocks for each meal.
Okay.
And so if you just pick them out off in there, you can have 4 of the same protein blocks, which we usually do. But when it comes to carbs, we just definitely choose from more than one source. Like we might have half of an apple in our salad, and some might have a half of a piece of bread, depending on the label, so that we can see how many grams. The grams make up the blocks, but if you just follow the blocks, it makes it really easy. Just follow it on that chart.
Thank you.
And then if you feel tired or question, if you journal, which is one of the other points, is journaling and write down what you have had, then you come back and we'll be able to help you with that. Somebody music, do you have a question or something you need to ask really quick before you mute? By start, you can mute your own line. If you don't have a mute on your phone, you can mute by pushing *6 on your phone, and then you can *6 back to come back and ask the question or comment. Okay, and this call is interactive. Everybody's supposed to be able to talk as much as you'd like to when somebody else is not talking. Okay, so 1 point for journaling for the rest. 1 point for sleeping on the sleep system and the amount that you feel is right for you. And we do not require 8 hours of sleep because some of us don't need that much, but if that's good for you, then that's what the amount you have. So some of us really, myself as one of them, try to get a little more sleep and get to bed, make myself get to bed so that I do get the amount of sleep that I need, and I wake up before the alarm. Okay, and then what else are we going to have points for? Who wants to tell me another one?
Nutritional
Nutritionals, great. 1 point for taking the nutritionals you have decided that are best for you. We would probably include the cleanse. We would include our jade green enzymes. We would definitely include our Siaga and our lactoferrin. You would want to have, I would think, at least all those in our Kinsen pack.
But you don't take the cleanse continuously, do you? I mean, after you've started.
No, you do not. You can. Some of us do, but it depends on how you feel with it.
Okay.
You can go off and on or stay on.
Okay.
Whichever works for you.
Okay.
Good comment.
I'm nervous. This is Sherry. We drink our water, a PyMeg optimized water, 8 to 10 glasses.
Thank you, Sherry. We got to be able to get at least 8 of those glasses of water. Half your weight in ounces.
Yep.
I had an interesting experience this weekend with the water. Since it's so bitter cold here, there's less humidity in the house. And all of a sudden I noticed that I'm dry, and I was drinking water, and I wasn't going to the bathroom for hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So the house is taking moisture from my body, and I need to replenish it with more.
Good point, Nancy. And we notice that when we're in Western Washington, we are nice and our skin is good. When we go to Eastern Washington, we feel like a prune.
Oh.
And drinking the same amount of water. So
yeah,
you really feel like you need to drink more water when there's less moisture in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't thought about it that definite, but thank you for making that comment.
It hasn't been this cold here in like 6 years, so I haven't I haven't noticed it before this, but boy, I drank a bunch of water, and it was like hours and hours, and I thought, what's going on here? Yeah, interesting.
Okay. Someone else have a comment?
I was going to ask you to give me your website again. Is it ybhurtn.biz?
That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
Good job. Okay, so we have 3 points, sleep, nutritional, and water. What are we missing?
Exercise.
Definitely exercise. Oh, and journaling, I already said.
Okay.
Get out there.
30-minute brisk walk.
I'm sorry. 30-minute brisk walk.
In our cardio strides,
because that will increase our metabolism and make all our muscles stronger, too. Okay, now we've got 10 points. The 10 points of health. So, okay. Now, do we have any questions? Do you have any questions about what you're doing, or I didn't answer your question enough? Then ask again.
Lewis, I was wondering, you can hold on this to me later, but I would like to know that that recipe for the oats, the still-cut oats. I don't even know if I even know what I'm asking, but something for in the morning with the still-cut oats.
Okay, Shara's recipe with cooked oats. I don't use, I'm gluten intolerant, so I don't use that. So is somebody using that that's on the line that can tell about the still-cut oats? Mary Lou, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay.
I have to run and grab the recipes, but I love the steel cut oats.
Very good.
Okay, you take 1 cup of steel cut oats in 6 cups of water. You want me to give the recipe on the phone, Bruce, or should I email it to her?
I think if you give it to us this time, I'm going to put it on our website.
Okay. All right. In your saucepan, you bring to boil 1 cup.
When you email it to me, and then
great.
I will put it on the website.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. We do that a lot. So everybody must want this recipe.
It tastes like dessert.
Oh, great.
That sounds good. I think our protein drinks are... A body balance shake tastes like dessert, especially when you put frozen peaches in it. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fix that one today. I have some company here.
Ruth, it's good with coffee, too.
Oh,
in coffee.
You like coffee?
Yeah, she likes the taste of coffee.
Shar does that. She uses.
Does she?
She uses a not really real coffee. She uses a coffee substitute, taro or something like that.
Oh, really? I could check that out. Okay.
And so, okay. So if you like the flavor of coffee, that would be a hard for me to imagine that. Okay. Who else has a favorite steak recipe?
Actually, Ruth, this is Jean, and if Shar's still on, I have a question about the steel-cut oats before we go on.
Okay, that was Mary Lou. I don't know if Shar's on here or not.
Are you still there?
Mary Lou? What is your question?
I'm here. I was on mute.
What is your question?
That's okay. Well, the question is, I had not bought steel-cut before, and after I heard your recipe last week, I went out to Whole Foods and I grabbed the first one that said organic steel cut oats, hot cereal, and then I didn't notice till I got home and looked at how to cook it that it said cooked in 6 minutes.
Oh.
So is there another steel cut oats?
Yes, you want the slow cut.
Slow cooking, okay. That's what I figured because it said 2 cups of water to 1 cup of the oats, and you had said 8, I think. 8 cups of water.
Well, I use 6. I think Nancy uses 8.
Yes.
Nancy, do you know the difference between the 6 minutes? Ours just says to cook it for 10 to 12 minutes. So.
This one says that, too, and that's why I thought it was the right one until I...
Well, maybe it is.
The proportions were only 2 cups of water to 1 cup, and I thought if I put 8 cups, it's only going to be soupy. So I went ahead and fixed it according to the recipe on here, which was 2 cups of water to 1 cup.
Is that for one portion?
And that's for 4 servings.
Okay.
What are the ingredients?
Pardon?
Is there just steel-cut oats? Is that the only ingredient?
Yes.
Are they processed at all, I wonder?
Well, that's what I'm wondering now that it says, and there's a little tiny clock at the very bottom that I didn't look at when I grabbed it because I was just so excited to find them, and it said cooked in 6 minutes. So that's what I'm thinking. I mean, they taste really good, and they're real crunchy, and they're like I thought you described them, but the ingredients just said organic steel-cut oats. That's all it says.
I get mine in bulk at like a Whole Foods type store.
Yeah, I didn't get Whole Foods, but they were in a box.
Yeah,
so
but I found, which is good.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to finish this box because they're good. But.
Yeah, and I have used the one that comes in a can. I think sometimes they call them Irish steel-cut oats or something like that. And I've used that in the past. I just ended up getting the bulk the last time after I got this recipe. And the reason that we do ours so diluted is because by the time you add your protein shake mix to it and your scoop of fiber, we're adding more water. I'm actually adding more water when I'm...
Because actually I added a little bit of water after I heated it and put the body balance in for the first time I tried it.
Yeah.
But it does taste like dessert. I really thank you all for that recipe.
Even with the 8 cups, I add water to it, Mary Lou.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, thanks.
And cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Hot apple.
It smells like the
cottage cheese.
I thought the cottage cheese sounded terrible, but it was great.
And it sounded awful.
Okay, it was good.
And walnuts are good in there, too.
Yeah, I put sliced almonds last time, but I'm going to get some more walnuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's going to be looking for that on the website, so I guess
that would be great.
Put it on there. Oh, you try putting a few other recipes on there that everybody likes, too. That ice cream recipe and everything on it. We'll start adding to our recipes on a website.
That's a good idea.
Better than having a cookbook even. Maybe. Everybody can make their own cookbook. Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Wow, this goes so fast. Everybody's just chatting along.
This is Mary Lou in Texas, and I have a question.
Okie doke.
I have all of my nutritionals in the morning, and I take most of them on an empty stomach, and then I wait 20 minutes, but I'm not taking the burn. And I come back and have my shake, and usually it has strawberries in it. And really almost to the clock time, within 2 hours, I'm actually hungry again. And so I go ahead with the snack. But does anybody else react that quick? I would think that the shake would last longer than that.
Now, what did you put in your shake, Mary Lou?
Just strawberries.
Just Just the strawberries. So you have your shake and water?
Yes.
And you have 2 scoops?
Yes.
Okay. So you got your 21 grams of protein that you would eat for a meal, for your protein. And you have how many strawberries?
I had a cup. Probably they're frozen. They're the great big ones, and I buy them in the great big packages.
Okay.
Because it makes it frozen, we're frozen. But sometimes I think it's about 8 strawberries I put in it.
Oh, yeah, I meant really how a cup. Okay, so you have 1 block of carbs. And then now you're at about 17 grams of carbs. And then what did you do for additional fat?
What did I do for additional fat?
Right.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, and so if you don't eat your fat with your meal, it's very likely.
I think I need to
have
like 3 almonds or something.
5.
Five.
Yeah, more like 5 or, yeah, 5 or 6 depending on their size.
With the shake. Okay, I was thinking that the fat, the almonds just went in with my apple and the cheese and all later on for my snack.
No, we need to have 3 times 3 are 9 grams of fat, and the shake has only, I think, 3.5.
Okay,
and
I guess I've been good, man. I just thought, well, I'm going to ask them.
That is a very good question.
Also, I need to ask another question.
Okay. Wait, just can I intercede a minute? You're also short on your carbs if you're following lifestyle. Do you realize that, Mary Lou, that you are short on your carbs? You only have 17. You're supposed to have 3 times 9.
Oh.
That's 27. So you have 1 whole block of carbs short there.
Oh, that may be why I'm getting hungry so soon again then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have a lifestyle. I was assuming that you were not trying to have a lifestyle breakfast, but you are having more of a body balance breakfast. And that's why we send out and we tell people you need to, if you're getting hungry, you need to switch over to the lifestyle.
Okay, well, I have my book in my chart. I guess I'm just goofing up and not doing that.
Okay, so, yeah, you have 1 block of strawberries, and you have about 8 grams of carbs in your shake, and so that leaves you short 1 whole block.
Oh, okay.
So you can have half piece of toast or whatever else you want to have. You can put something else in your shake, or preferably probably have something else to chew on.
That's probably what I need, because I think that's the main thing. Because, and my second question was, see, I had mine, of course, you're later, but I had mine, you know, like around 7, and then by 9, what it is here in Texas time. But then I get the terriblest taste in my mouth. Does anybody else, how do y'all deal with that? Is that just my body?
Well, you might want to.
I'm wondering if
you're using the cleanse.
Yes, I take the cleanse at night.
Mm-hmm.
You all sound good, right?
Yes, and that's why I've been trying to be real careful with it.
Uh-huh. That could be from that. But have you tried putting some jade under your tongue?
Yes, I have.
Oh, does that help with the taste?
It'll do it for a while, but then, like you said, when it gets about this time, it really comes in strong. But I'll keep trying it.
But what did you say that might be, Nancy?
GERD, reflux. And so that could be the taste of the acid coming back up.
I have a question, Mary Lou.
Yes.
When are you getting this taste? Is it after you have the supplements, before you eat, or after you have your shake?
Just nearly all day long, and it makes me want to go in and have something else, you know, to get this terrible taste out of my mouth. Even when you come in and brushing, you know, your teeth more.
Are you drinking enough water?
I'm sure pushing it.
Okay.
But I'll continue to drink more. But there's something that does, because then this makes me want to snack more, I think, you know.
How about gum?
Yeah, I use some gum, but you must be cleansing something out of your body. But you also might try taking your supplements closer to your shake and see if it makes a difference.
Okay. I'll try that. I'm just ready to try kind of anything. Because I have been taking them earlier, you know, and taking them first on the empty stomach and waiting, you know, for a while to do my shake.
I know.
I'll just take it all together closer.
I think we've had
a lot of discussion on whether to take your supplements or together. I always take mine together because if I take them separately, they give me a stomachache. And so I take them right with it and figure that we always have eaten all of our food. I consider supplements food. And we've been told we don't lose that much if we have them together.
Together. Okay. I'll try that and see how it works.
Okay. Let us know.
All right.
So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I like to go over our little Week in the Zone, our Lifestyle 101 text here, Week in the Zone by Dr. Barry Sears. I always learn more about that. I had to get off the phone last Friday and didn't hear where Monty ended. A cheap insurance policy, I think he was on page 140 or so, with a supplement. Baby carotene, he covered that, I think.
He went through them really quickly.
Yeah, folic acid.
Yeah, he actually stopped on page 144, but he went through 40 to 44 pretty quickly. So,
okay.
He was starting with calcium, if you want to start there or go over some of the others, what you feel are important.
Thank
you. I don't know.
Well, I think calcium is important enough to cover a couple of times, and so we all have to have a good amount of calcium, men also, but I think women are more prone to being calcium deficient. And just before I start reading here, calcium is really kind of picky about being absorbed, and that is one that I take my morning calcium with my shake, but in my evening calcium, I do take it separate with the vitamin C.
Am I correct with calcium that people who get leg cramps, it's a deficiency of calcium?
It usually is.
Okay.
Yes, it does. And it might not be that you're taking, having enough calcium. Sometimes if you're having too much salt, or if you're having too much potassium or something, it all has to be in balance all
mm-hmm.
the time. And if it's not in balance, well, then you'll still maybe get the leg cramps or feet cramps.
Okay, thanks.
You've been told that calcium is necessary for strong bones, since 99% of the calcium in your body is in your bones, but it's also needed to control muscle contraction and nerve conduction. It is also called nature's tranquilizer. Dairy products, including cheese, are without a doubt the best sources of calcium. Our national phobia, fat phobia, has made most dairy products persona non grata. Don't eat them. But we are changing that, forcing many women to go out and get calcium supplements. But dairy products aren't the only sources of calcium, because broccoli, cauliflower, leafy green vegetables, and calcium-precipitated tofu has also provided this important mineral. This prescription for calcium, I recommend, is 500 to 100 milligrams of calcium per day. Much of this can be obtained from low-fat dairy products. So, I'm looking at my notes that I think I see anything that I haven't already said. So, I also think it's a good idea to take them more than once during the day instead of having it all at one time, because of how persnickety it is about being absorbed. Different things can cause you not to absorb it. Zinc is on here. Anybody have any other comments about calcium?
I guess I could ask Ruth, the calcium that we get from Mecan, then. How many do you take a day?
Two or three, depends on how many dairy products I eat also.
Oh.
But I guess I always take one in the morning, I always take one at night, and then I have dairy products quite a bit.
Okay.
And I also take the vitamin C, Mecan, because we don't have a vitamin C. Or sometimes instead of the vitamin C, I'll eat my fruits and berries for my Ciaga with my calcium. They said vitamin C is supposed to help it.
Okay.
Our calcium tablets are only 600 for the...
So if you're not eating dairy products, then you're going to have to eat
food.
Right. Somebody turn their phone off. Yeah. Or star 6 when your phone's ringing. Okay, so I think our time's up for today. And so tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. with Karen Eastwood, she can begin with the zinc. Here's a little formula for zinc. Zinc is for zits and zinc is for stink. So people have stinky feet, but you'll get that from your supplements. Speaking of stinky feet, your cardio drives socks. Help. Okay. You guys have a great day. Thank you for your participation in helping one another this way and supporting one another and keeping your points. Let's go out and make it a perfect 10 day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 Bye.